This is George Olson speaking, and working in cooperation with the Echoing staff, we're going to try to bring back to you many memories of the school year 1959-1960. It's hard to recall all the events. Our school was getting so large. But then, when you think back to 1959-1960, you think of such things as the outstanding scholastic work done by the senior class, our basketball team losing early in the season and then winning on, getting into second place in the district tournament, the parquets, thrilling all, the various events at which they danced. Then there's the Echoing staff coming out with their yearbook, which we all looked forward to, and as usual, it was bigger and better. And Mrs. Moffat and Diane Wickizer guided the Echo through another successful year, and it too won All-American honors. And we hope that as this record progresses, the many memories will help recall what Park High meant to you in 1959 and 1960. Well, as our school got larger and larger, we faced many new problems, and in order to solve these, one way of doing it was to reorganize. And so our former principal, Mr. Folkmer, was made director of secondary education. And so in 1959-60, Mr. Johnson, who was our former principal in the old junior high, was made senior high principal. And a new face appeared in the administration, Mr. Drone, who became our assistant principal. Mr. Johnson, when he addressed the entire student body at the opening day of school, said this.
In behalf of the faculty and administration, we would like to welcome you to the 1959-60 school year. We believe we have one of the finest schools in the state, a competent faculty, and a fine student body. Last Friday, the sophomores had their orientation day. We trust that you will make them feel at home. More than ever, a premium is placed upon high school achievement, so it is essential that you apply yourselves diligently. Each of you should do his best so that when June arrives, we shall have no disappointments or regrets. There are many activities that you may participate in. We ask that you choose them wisely. Always remember the purpose for which you are here. We wish each of you a most successful year. May it be both pleasant and profitable.
By 1960, the world was becoming more interdependent, and we at Park began to break down some of the sectional barriers in the United States. And one evidence of this was a voice known as Mrs. C's.
Don't be silly. I haven't an accent, but you'll get used to it in no time at all.
We well remember that shortly after school starts, football commences. And then again we face a problem. Well, how do we increase school spirit? This year, under the leadership of Sue Selness, who was in charge of our cheerleaders, they did much to promote the idea of school spirit with such cheers as this one. How well we remember the problem of raising money. Each year, the Student Council has attempted to have various projects to raise money for AFS, American Field Service Students. And in 1960, we inaugurated a new plan, Slave Day. Nobody really knew how this was going to turn out. And the whole idea centered around students going out and working for an hour for a dollar. And we achieved remarkable success because in 3 hours' time, we raised $1,500. This completed the needs for the AFS program. A sideline on this is, in order to increase the amount of money earned, we started a little competition among various homerooms. And I well remember how this is the first time that homeroom 323 was ever able to defeat Mr. Logren's outstanding homeroom. On October 16th came one of our most colorful and exciting events of the school year, homecoming. 20 years from now, if any of you want a homecoming button, see Jim Lieberman, because we still have boxes of buttons remaining. The coronation could not be surpassed as the finalists were escorted in and the tension mounted. Finally, the climactic moment came.
It is my privilege and honor as president of the student body to crown thee, Susan Selness, as our 1959 homecoming queen.
I can never tell you how happy I am, so I just want to thank you all so very much and say I hope you all come to cheer for our team tonight. Thank you.
Excitement mounted and hopes were high as we awaited the game against Wayzata. Amid the band, parade, floats, and cheers, our football team, under the last year's coaching of Dwayne Holberg, and with the leadership of Captain Donnie Bell, carried out the slogan, Be Head of Wayzata, and the main event in homecoming added in a victory for Park over the Trojans. You know, as students, the only thing that you know about the faculty and grades is whether you got an A, B, C, D, etc. What actually do teachers think? What do they talk about after the grades are finally completed? Well, we completed our first 9 weeks. Let's look in and see what some teachers are saying about the scholastic work in 1960.
How's that coffee?
Mm.
Boy, isn't this delicious?
Why does this ever taste good now?
What a relief after these grades.
Yeesh.
Especially to wash down a lot of the aftertaste of giving grades.
How many did you flunk again?
Oh, flunk? I don't believe in flunking people. Grades, you know, you win friends that way. How many you flunk, Russ?
Well, I didn't flunk too many, so I'm about 13 or 14. Pretty easy.
Typical. I'm not talking to anybody about grades today.
Why not?
Oh, the pressure is on. I'm getting out.
We come to one of the big dramatic productions of the year, the junior class play, Joan of Lorraine. How well you probably remember, this was a play within a play. There was Bruce Humphreys, the director, coming in, directing Nancy Johnson, who was playing the role of St. Joan, and Elliot Slitterman, who was the king. And then there's a sidelight to this particular production, when apparently one of the Ekawan photographers insisted on having clear-cut pictures, and so time after time, he apparently interrupted the whole production, flashing bulbs here and there. This is one of the sidelights, one of the memories that Mr. Logan and I were discussing in conjunction with this play, Joan of Lorraine.
I'm not a very worthy man, really. Are you quite sure God can do anything with me?
Why, he has changed the whole face of France in this 1 year. Can he not change one human heart?
That's the question.
Oh, I've seen him work in the hearts of many people. He will change you.
You want me to be king, even if I doubt it?
God wants you to be king, my Dauphin. You will have faith, and you will believe in yourself, and you will govern France for him.
You're a very strange girl, Joan. I almost believe you.
Well, we started our basketball season, and I certainly think it's safe to say that in the Lake Conference, certainly St. Louis Park has a tradition of producing outstanding basketball teams. And how well we remember the 1959, when under Coach Holmes' coaching, the team lost many games in the beginning, only to turn out a very successful season. But let's hear from our captain, Al Druskin, on this matter. Al?
Park started the basketball season quite slowly, but finished strong with 14 in a row before bowing out in the District 18 final at Williams Arena. All the Orioles were sorry they didn't go farther than they did, but I'm sure you students, as well as the squad, had fun talking about the many exciting instances that took place during the year. The Park-Richfield game was the highlight of the season, and I'm sure all will remember its loud roaring echoes and the many pressure-packed moments in the Richfield gym. History was made this year, and any plaudits handed out should go to the Lake Conference best coach, Lloyd Holm, and to the hard-working squad of 1960.
All right, what was coming from the band department in 1959-1960? Again, we had Earl Bohm as our director. Well, the students didn't find out until the first assembly, early in December. And at that time, we had such selections as Richard Rogers' Victory at Sea and Leroy Anderson's Bugler's Holiday. during the same band concert, you will recall that a little professionalism crept in on the band, and we heard the brass ensemble of the Minneapolis Symphony Orchestra play. The switch from instruments to voices came when the Glee Club and the senior chorus under the direction of Gordon Gribenaw presented their annual Christmas program. There are many selections, ranging from impressive traditional to lighthearted modern numbers, put us all in the gay festive holiday mood. Always popular is The Night Before Christmas, with Jolly Gribenaw in the role of Santa Claus.
Now, here's a switch and change of pace. Let's listen in as Mr. Olson makes a goof.
Park also had its politicking. The student council election. Posters, handbills, caucuses or not to caucus, speeches. But when the shot... Yeah.
You want a bottle of pop?
Yes. Cut four, take four. All right, I'll cut that over.
What do you mean? What are you going to do?
I don't know. Cut something. What are you going to do? Right. Ready? Ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Cut six. Take two. You know, with all our holidays, such as Easter, Christmas, I suppose some of you had the idea that this is just a time for a vacation. Well, I suppose in the social studies we would agree. But just how does the math department approach Christmas vacation? Well, here's a sample. Here's Miss Jensen's math class.
All right, now, I hope that you'll have a very nice vacation. We've finished our discussion, but before you go, just one little thing. To be due when you return this assignment. Page 241 and 2, 1 through 80. Page 243 and 4, 1 through 60. Prove theorem 60 and 61. Construction 10 and prove it. Page 246 and 7, 1 through 92. Page 249, 2 through 80, the even problem.
Often it's very difficult to become sentimental about events in high school. But recall our Christmas ball, the wonderful decoration done by Dick Hengem, the blue lights, and how can we forget our girls and their beautiful formals? And this certainly contributed to one of those events which I would term a very sentimental memory in our high school.